This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be doing today is showing you some video, and for you listeners and listening into over 134 cities across America, you're going to get the audio. But we're going to be talking about what Psaki said. Gun control, a priority. Biden not afraid of standing up to the NRA. I just have one question for the American people. Biden wants your guns. What did you expect from a treasonous Reich that's there by fraud? I mean, come on, let's call it for what it is. What did you expect from a treasonous administration? What sort of fruit do you suppose that they're going to produce? Put that up against Matthew 7:16. Now, before we get to that, friends, what I want to do is I want to bring you over, and I want you to see the pages in which we have today. And what are they? Well, they are, in fact, pages where you can go to check out the resources, namely on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can broadcast us. You can do whatever you will. There's a resource page over there. We're going to be putting up Equipping the Saints, which will be up shortly. And as a matter of fact, that should be up within the week. But if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, it shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing. And by the way, if you'd like to book us at any time, you can do that. We got a 3-month window. We're pretty much filled up. But if you're in the way or on the way, we can make something possibly happen. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you're viewing right now, you can see this page. If you look to the right side, right here, you'll see that we are live. If you go down here, you will find Tim Brown's morning show. He's also the senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. But we have 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. It's all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now jump over to this actual site that you can see visually, and you can join us on Top Chat if you so choose. You can also jump over onto beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there. Do the same thing. Click onto the social media platform and go ahead and join us on Top Chat at any given time. Now, folks, if you would like to at any time as well, give us a call. You can do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in. Forgive me. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now listen, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Again, we understand that the Bible is the rock which rests upon our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's important that you do, friends. But we want to let you know that we are giving you the resources. We're not giving you opinion. We're lining everything up to the Word of God, our foundations. That's a presupposition that God is. And we're based on what? The Mosaic Institution called Common Law. And we hold that up to what's established there. And what is that? The U.S. Constitution. Friends, you want resolve? We're giving them to you all day long. All day long, we're giving you the answers that you claim that you want. Now, let me go over to this really quick because, again, I want you to understand as to what we're confronting here. Psaki, gun control a priority. Biden not afraid of standing up to the NRA. What is this all predicated upon? Another lie. Americans, let me ask you the question, and I'm going to slow my roll just a little bit here. Why is it that you let these criminals, and criminals they are, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, why do you continuously allow them to set the narrative? Why do you allow them to set the narrative? Does anybody have respect for Joe Biden? I didn't think so. See, but what's happened is the American people are now submitting to this. And what you're doing by submitting to this, friends, is you're encouraging them to act out all the more concerning the things that they're attempting to implement. And one of them just happens to be gun control. And look at the timing of gun control. Right out of the gate, 51 unlawful, unconstitutional executive orders and his top priorities to make sure that he can get your guns out of your hands. Oh, Bradley, that's not what it's about. Here, let me tell you about what this really is all about. Once they get your guns, there's no stopping what they can do. Because you have nothing to enforce the your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Tenth Amendment, your 14th Amendment, or any other amendment. Folks, this is the final step to taking absolute control over the people on a global basis. Now, I didn't say that. George Soros said the obstacle to a new world order is America. Why are they continuously acting out in such an un-American fashion? Because they're not American. It's really just that simple. But let me go back to this because you can see this right now. Isn't it interesting? Gun control is a priority with Biden. We know that he's committed the act of treason, which is a violation of any law in any country. In America, it's Article 3, Section 3. Check it out when you get a moment. But this is all predicated upon a mass shooting that took place in Parkland, Florida. Now, what I want you to see is I want you to see what they covered up right off the bat. And what was it that they covered up right off the bat, friends? Well, guess what? The big tech companies got in there and they had to basically censor anything that would counter their narrative. And what was their narrative, friends? Well, I want you to see this video of a teacher right after Parkland shooting, and I want you to listen carefully as to who she identifies as the shooter because it doesn't line up with their narrative. See, the problem that I have is their narrative, friends, because the timing of this narrative was, well, we needed a crisis. Well, the bottom line is they probably created the crisis because they want to bring in a new order. After Parkland, 55 new policies undermining the Second Amendment under Donald Trump. Yes, under Donald Trump, the first 500 days, 55 new policies that undermined the Second Amendment were passed by 26 governors that were sold to you as the good guys. Okay? I want you to listen to what this Parkland teacher identifies concerning who the shooters were. Go ahead, Judah.
Just 1 week ago.
Oh, you know what? We're coming up against a hard break right now. What we'll do is we'll bring this right back on the other side. I've got three videos. I'm going to play this teacher, and then I'm also going to play this Fox News piece, as well as a student eyewitness that said that she was with the alleged shooter the time that she heard the shooting in the other buildings. This was all censored, but we took the time to upload it so you could know the truth of the matter. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Audio. I'm going to play some video for you, depending on where you're at. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Join us on Top Chat. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page over there. Do the same thing there. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. I've got lots of cover here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so as you can see and as you can hear, Psaki, this is reported on Fox News, gun control's a priority. Biden is not afraid of standing up to the NRA. And just for a little side record here, friends, the NRA has got a long history of selling the American people out. I just wanted to make clear that we all understood the truth of the matter. Okay? Going to this point, they're basically writing off that which they set concerning the narrative with Parkland shooting. What I want you to do is I want you to see and I want you to hear the videos and I want you to hear the audios of these videos from the teacher that was inside of the school, and I want you to listen to as to how she identifies the shooter, because it's not the one that was named. You ready for this? Okay, let's go for it.
Just 1 week ago, Valentine's Day, creative writing teacher Stacy LaPelle's class was playing music, writing love letters, when the fire alarm went off. As students filed into the hallway, she heard gunfire. The killing had begun.
I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Shooting this rifle that I've never seen before.
Isn't that interesting, friends? Because that's now not how it was sold to the American people. Why are the police here? She's seen an active shooter shooting down the hall. Okay. Well, why don't we go to the next step, and what would that be? Well, we can just go to Alexis Meadnick. Okay, she's a former student. She was standing next to the shooter. And keep in mind, I'm just setting the stage, friends, concerning the facts rather than what this treasonous administration is trying to run off of in an attempt to further strip the American people of the Second Amendment, who's acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights every step of the way. But again, this is nothing new, okay? So what I want to do is I want to go over here, and I want you to hear Alexa Meadnick, okay? She's a former student. Listen to what she had to say. Oh, these videos in this audio that I'm playing for you, by the way, friends, has been expunged. It's been censored. It's been taken down. It's been scrubbed, as they call it. Why was the media so busy scrubbing these videos from the American people? Because it didn't fit their political ends. Okay, and what is it? We need to get rid of the guns. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to set the narrative. Let's just shut down all the eyewitnesses that'll tell the American people the truth. Because if the people get the truth, then we can't drive the narrative. Check this one out.
Everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz.
And as wait a second. Let's stop right there. So Alexia Meadnick, former student from Parkland, said that while she was hearing the shooting, she was actually standing next to Nicholas Cruz. Folks, how many times does this happen? And if you look at the article in which I have here, especially those that can see this, here's student after student after student after student after student that told us that they seen Nicholas Cruz. They were sitting there talking with Nicholas Cruz, but somehow or another, he's the fall guy. They got their lone wolf, and the store, the whole case is closed, according to the American people. What happened in the first 500 days of the Trump administration? As I said, 55 new policies that undermined the Second Amendment were enacted against the American people through a majority of them, 26 of them, namely governors that were sold to you as the good people in this country, okay? So I can go through this one. I can go through Columbine High School, where there was over 101 eyewitnesses that told us there was more shooters than just two. Let me go back to Parkland. Also keep in mind there were 70 cameras, and only film footage of four of the 70 cameras was released, okay? We have a conspiracy right there. Call it what you will, but what did they zero in on, friends? It's a false flag. They went right for your guns again. They need these situations, friends, to further solidify in the public, in the public view, in the eyes of the American people, as for their reason to go after the Second Amendment. Okay. Now, I want you also to think about this. These are gun-free zones. The American people have allowed their corrupt politicians that are working in a foreign fashion to the U.S. Constitution in our Bill of Rights, they've allowed them to disarm school grounds. I mean, not that we should have public schools in the first place, but the fact of the matter is anybody and everybody that wants to commit a crime, if it's legit or not legit, if it's false flag or otherwise, folks, where are they going to go? They're going to go where they know that people are disarmed. What we need to do, and I want to put this into perspective, the American people need to take these corrupt politicians, hold them by the scruff of the neck, and for every individual that's been killed in a gun-free zone, those politicians need to be held responsible for the murder of their children. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here, okay? Because what I'm talking about here is American law. What they're talking about is continuously an attempt to strip the American people of their God-given rights. You've got to be sick of it, America, because I know that I am. And it's interesting, as I said during the offset of the first segment, you have Joe Biden, who we know is a pedophile, who we know is there by treason. He's committed the act of treason. We know that he's there by voter fraud. Nobody in their right mind can deny the information that I'm giving to you right now. But then again, in the mainstream media, they're not in their right mind anyways. Okay, you need to understand what a useful idiot is. They're reprobates is what they are, Romans 1:24. And they're willing to sell out their people because they're willing to sell their soul, but what they don't realize, it includes them in judgment as well. Okay, I just want to make clear, okay? If you go over to Columbine High School, same exact thing. Over 101 eyewitnesses, even some of the kids that were shot, said that they were not shot by Eric or Dylan. Okay, I can go to September 11th, eyewitnesses from the fire department, from the men that lived through that, and they can tell you exactly what was omitted from the report. They were silenced, America, and notice that every catastrophe, every crisis that takes place, it's not them, those politicians, ensuring our God-given rights. No, they're there to strip away our rights. And that tells you right there, friends, as to what took place. Is it a conspiracy or no? Did it really happen, or is this a false flag? You've got to think things through. Again, conspiracies are very real, friends. As a matter of fact, if you go to Sons of LibertyMedia.com right now, they want to identify conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorists. Theorists, huh? I don't hear anybody talking about theory anymore. And I want to tell you what, friends, they're getting nervous because people are waking up to the fact that you are the one through the mainstream media that sold to us that these were theories when, in fact, if we just waited out a little bit through patience, which is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, all of a sudden we find out it wasn't a theory, it was in fact a conspiracy. Last week we did a show where we had said individuals in government and in the military actually admit to false flag attacks. And it wasn't just one, it wasn't just 10. Folks, there was 42 of them that we talked about, okay? So this is nothing new under the sun in any sense of the word. Now what I want to do is I want to go over to this, again, concerning the Fox News report, and I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on here. And pay attention again. I'm going to have to play this after this heartbreak, friends. But again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that it's always premised or predicated on something from the past, namely Parkland shooting. This is all, folks, there's nothing that doesn't happen in politics that's not first planned. This is all pre-scripted. This is a pro tempore. Joe Biden is nothing more than an empty uniform doing what's already prescribed and pre-planned to throw down on the American people. And I also want you to pay attention, too, to the fact that, friends, they're trying to get rid of your guns. At the same time, they're trying to force vaccinations. They're just not saying it yet because you still have your guns. I mean, let's call it for what it is, friends. That's exactly what's happening here. And little by little, incrementally, what are they doing, friends? Through the siege, God's judgments, what are they doing? They're attempting to strip away more of your rights in the sense of defending yourself. Put that up against 1 Samuel 13:22, because that's how the children of Israel were controlled by their oppressors. They were disarmed. But what did the Lord say in Luke 22? I'll come right back to 11, 21, and 22. Check it out when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
The CEO of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others are part of the CEOs of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others who were part of a recent retail trading frenzy involving GameStop are now testifying before Congress. House Financial Services Committee Maxine Waters says those on Main Street believe Wall Street always wins.
These events have eliminated potential conflicts of interest and the predatory ways that certain funds operate.
USA Radio News. Life expectancy in the United States is going down.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring break may be canceled at some colleges and universities, but interim police chief Frank Souza says that's not stopping people from heading to Fort Lauderdale Beach for a little rest and relaxation.
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale, and we're also asking for some patience in light of the pandemic.
Spring break enforcement beginning Monday on Miami Beach. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, listen, I challenge all of you smart people to go ahead and call me in and call me out. 1-866-582-9933. Some of these comments are about the stupidest thing anybody could post. They're posting it. Folks, how many times have these politicians been busted with a smoking gun in hand? And yet the American people still just ignore it and give them a pass and let them do it again and again and again and again and again. They fail to learn from common sense, don't they? Yeah, but they just keep going on with them bad cells. Let me just say it this way. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But some of you people are willfully destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I could show you, going back to what I just played concerning Sandy Hook teachers and eyewitnesses and students and Columbine and 9/11. I could, you know why people shoot back? And they always retort with name-calling because they know deep within themselves it's true. They know something's wrong, right? And then when someone's there to tell them the truth of the matter, you know what they do? Oh, man, this guy's nuts. He's crazy. Well, call me in. Folks, call me out. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, and by the way, just before you do that, I just want you to remember one thing. I played the eyewitnesses on video and on audio. A teacher and a student. I'm not doing a whole show on Columbine today, but I can give you quote after quote after quote 101 times from the mainstream media during that time as to what really took place after April 20th, 1999 at Columbine. Okay? I can do the same thing with September 11th. See, facts are stubborn things, and people don't want the facts, because if you give them the facts, then it breaks them away from their little make-believe delusional world that they've created in their minds. And that would be a reprobate. No, the best thing to do is to put your feet on the truth, the rock of the truth, right, Johnny 32, and live that way, and take out your sword and fight, because you're in an evil world, and you have to be really self-deluded and self-deceived to believe what you're being told in this country on a 24/7 basis by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians to be true. There's something wrong with you. There really is something wrong with your heads. 1-866-582-9933. Maybe that's why people like listening to the show, because they know that I'm not going to pull any punches with their stupidities. I would probably suspect that that's the case. I'm going to come back to a couple of these quotes in just a moment, but what I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I want you to see this Fox News report, and I want you to hear it. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take it right from the beginning. And you ready there, Judah? Let's do it. Check this out.
President Biden taking aim at gun legislation by calling on Congress to, quote, enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers.
Antonia Okafor-Tover is the national.
Okay, wait. So let's stop right there just for a moment. I want you to notice that he wants to ban assault weapons. He wants to strip gun manufacturers away from all immunities. Okay, which makes zero sense if you look at it through the eyes of the law. But if you understand what a criminal's mindset is, a good cop understands criminals, you can understand exactly what these criminals are trying to do. Isn't it interesting, these said politicians and how they work for Big Pharma, isn't it interesting how they're trying to now force a needle into your arm, little by little. You heard it during the break just a moment ago. They're just incrementally pushing forward, now to teachers, then to the students, then to vaccination cards, then you can't travel domestically, and then you can't travel internationally, and not in that order. But little by little, they're trying to force corral everybody into compliance in getting their vaccinations. Well, how are they going to do that? They have to disarm you. But what I want you to pay attention to, these are the same hypocritical politicians that America, you put up with, right, that have given immunity to the vaccine companies, okay, that have given them unlawful, folks, that doesn't happen anywhere. What company in this country do you know that is immune from product and the consequence if it hurts somebody at the end of the day outside of the vaccine companies? None. There isn't any. So you have the likes of a Biden, you have Washington, D.C., giving these people, the vaccine companies and the pharmaceutical companies, immunities concerning the consequences if anything goes wrong concerning the 400 adverse side effects from one of their vaccinations. They've given them immunity, so there's nobody to sue. But on the other hand, they want the guns, and they want to make sure that gun manufacturers, we want to pull all immunity away from them as they give it to the vaccine companies, but they want to take all immunity away from the gun manufacturer. Hey, folks, when a crime is committed, you don't blame the gun. You blame the one that made the choice to pull the trigger. Just for the record. Okay? Just for the record. Okay, let's keep playing this report from Fox News.
Of America. She joins us now to react. Antonia, great to see you as always. You just heard the president's words. What stood out to you as your biggest concern?
You know, as a nation, we all mourned in Parkland just 3 years ago when that egregious act of violence took place. And, you know, Biden is saying that he wants to combat violence by essentially going to something that's not really at the heart of the matter. According to the FBI statistics of 2019, more people have been killed by hammers and clubs and even hands and feet and fists than rifles. So Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solutions.
Of course.
And you referenced Parkland because it was the third anniversary of that school shooting when.
So what is their narrative predicated off of, friends?
To pass these strict
What is it premised off of?
Let's go ahead and take a listen to what he had to say. This was in March of 2020.
Yeah.
Now,
This is Biden on the presidential campaign trail. He had to go into big businesses, friends, because, as you well know, the people were not coming to him, just for the record.
A little transcript there, but he said that he supports the Second Amendment.
Okay, that's good. You guys get the point as to what's going on here, okay? You have another administration, okay, illegally taking power that was never given unto them through the vote of the people in this country. The guy has zero credibility. And you know it. By the way, the people that Biden works for know it. This is casting Joe Biden in your teeth because, America, you still refuse to repent. You're still at the position of you just have not had enough yet, have you? Now you've got a Joe Biden, and now you're succumbing to his unlawful, un-American acts where he's now trying to strip you of your God-given right. Okay, now let's go over to some of the things that you just can't make up when it comes to people making comments, okay? One lady said, if she's a lady, Georgia, she said, all you people are crazy, okay? Should not be gun owners, she said. Afraid your guns will be taken away? Listen to her ignorance. That will never happen, is what she said. She said, stricter regulations is all that is needed. Any responsible gun owner would not fight this. Hey, folks, can you make up stupid? I don't think you can. This is one individual that is seriously derelict of duty in doing her research to understand the past. And let me just give you just a little bit of it, okay? Gun control dictator style, written on August 13th, 2014, I wrote. Mao Zedong, November 6th, 1938. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Does that sound familiar? Oh, by the way, we also learned, going fast forward just a little bit, concerning the politicians that want to disarm the American people. We also understand their criminal histories. For example, let me give you a couple of the anti-gun mayors across the United States of America that want to make sure that you're disarmed so you no longer can stand up against their tyrannical acts. That's what this is about. Well, we found out that the anti-gun mayors are criminal themselves, guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Why? Because the American people have given them permission to act in such a fashion. Okay, well, we got some foolish individual saying that that will never happen in America. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall in your pride, foolish ones. Mass murderer Adolf Hitler, by the way, who didn't pull the trigger, right? And all those people that did said they were just doing their job. They weren't doing their job. He said on April 11th, 1942, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories and a system of military strong points which must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. So does that sound like a guy that was messing around? If you haven't seen the documentary, folks, called Conspiracy, and it was about the genocide, the final solution, you need to understand what took place around those tables, friends, because everybody was moved by totalitarian forces. They were told nicely to do something, and if they objected to it, they were threatened. That's what's happening here. This is why you're seeing the fascist state and big corporations just going along with whatever the government says, friends. Now, let me give you a little history here. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. But we got some American fools that don't quite understand. That same game is being played here on the American people today, but they say that will never happen. That just will never happen. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's happening right now. I'm going to come right back to a little more history to open, well, let's say this, pry open some more eyes that are tightly shut. You know those people that we could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it? Why? Because they don't want to see it. I'm going to show them some more.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I'm visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got much to cover, and I seriously could spend 5 hours on this topic alone, but I want to say this. On Top Chat, I know that we spend time concerning the squeaky wheel. I do understand that. But I see an overwhelming amount of people that have their heads on straight. I just want to make clear people understand what I see here, okay? But these people, these squeaky wheels, you know, I wish they would call in. I mean, they're so cowardice. Is really what they are. They're like little kids that never left detention in ninth grade. They just call you names. They have nothing behind what they're saying. The only thing that they can again retort you is calling you names because they have no truth to stand on. Friends, again, I'm not giving you my opinion here. I'm giving you the facts, and I'm going to give you some more after I take John from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Not much. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
If we're going to base whether or not we should have guns and based off of events that happen, well, I think we need to go on the most important events, which is how dictators take the guns away and kill mass millions of people.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I mean, this is insane what we're seeing here, and you got a really bad connection going on. I don't know what's going on, John, but I'll give you the last point here.
Okay,
so is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, your show is amazing, man.
Good, Cool. I appreciate that. I don't have time right now, guys. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this as well for those that can see it, and I'm going to read it to those that can't. Look at the history that some people in this country just do not want to admit to. Okay, so you have Germany establishing gun control in 1938. 13 million people were slaughtered because they said it would never happen here, right? Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. And he did. And he killed a lot of his own people. And I want you to keep in mind that Roosevelt, back in the 1930s, had the American people calling this murderous dictator, Joseph Stalin, he had Americans calling him good old Uncle Joe. And Time magazine also had him as Man of the Year twice, just for the record. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. Okay. Regardless of in what light they put it, it matters not. It's the perception that matters. So think about that one before you call in again. 1-866-582-9933. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. About 20 million dissidents unable to defend themselves were what? Rounded up and exterminated. But we got old Georgia here who fails to call in, calling us crazy for telling you history. I'm trying to make sure it doesn't happen again, America. And I want to remind you that what's going on to this current administration, the last administration, and the administration before that, and the ones all the way back to the 70s, friends, you need to understand that this is un-American every step of the way. What these modern-day politicians are doing are attempting to strip us of what our forefathers fought, bled, and died giving us. And I'm not about ready to roll over in the face of it. Just for the record, let's go to Mao Zedong really quick. Communist dictator of China said war can only be abolished through war. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. So China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, what does it say for those that can read it? 20 million political dissidents that did not agree with what they were doing, unable to defend themselves, were what? Rounded up and exterminated. Did you hear that, Georgia? Did you hear that, crazy one? I just wanted to make sure you caught wind as to what the facts are rather than your foolish, uneducated history lesson has bestowed upon you. Or apparently you just have never taken the time to understand the past. Okay? You want to be disingenuous, you're going to get a disingenuous answer, and there you have it right there. You have Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, right? I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me. And by the way, he's probably talking about America during that time. We have 737 military bases in the world right now that we have never one day in our existence given politicians delegated authority to establish our military bases in other countries. 737 military bases. So this is probably what Idi Amin is talking about. He was a murderous dictator as well. You can see the pride in which he walked, just like the devil himself, Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. Understand, in Uganda, because it could never happen there neither, Georgia, they established gun control in 1970. And from 1971 to 1979, listen carefully, 300,000 ignorant, self-professed Christians, unable, I'm not including the wife and the children, okay, unable to defend themselves, they were rounded up and exterminated. If you want to see how you control people, read 1 Samuel 13:22. The children of Israel were controlled by their oppressors, the Philistines, by disarming them. When you go to Luke 11:21 and 22, common sense comes into play, friends. And there's a reason our forefathers established the Second Amendment. If it wasn't for the Second Amendment, friends, they could have never threw off the tyrant and his minions, which were in the colonies in America during that time, had they not been armed. Okay? Again, we had some guy out there right now saying the Second Amendment wasn't given unto us for hunting. No, that's secondary. But they always revert to that. I want to tell you why. Because they're a bunch of idiots that are selling out through debate, unconstitutional debate to those that want to gut the pith and marrow of your Second Amendment. That's not why it was given. It was never given for that purpose. Okay? We do a whole show on that. I got that stuff pulled up right now, but we don't have time right now. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Did you hear that? I want to make sure Georgia caught that. I want to make sure that all you people that think I'm crazy, I just hope you caught that. There's your history lesson for the day. And I gave it to you not out of sincerity, friends. Okay? I didn't give it out because I'm trying to make you look foolish. No, you do that all on your own. I gave you that information because I don't want the outcome, the way that we've seen the outcomes in these prospective countries that thought it could never happen. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Truth makes men free. Politicians do not. Okay? Just for the record. These lying devils. Put that up against John 8:44 when you get a moment. So, when you think of our forefathers, they didn't arm the American people again for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from, guess who? From those who were doing the hunting, namely the tyrant King George. Also take time to read the Declaration of Independence, and you'll understand 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off tyrants and the system and the methods of a tyrant. Americans, you have so far surpassed through tolerance what our forefathers would have never put up with in a million years. I just wanted to say that. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure that all other rights are given unto us by our Creator. Folks, I want to say this too. What you're seeing happening in America today, they are trying to normalize the crime. The modern-day politician is doing his best to undo everything our forefathers bestowed upon us through the hand of God concerning our rights. They are no longer there to ensure our rights. They're doing everything in their power on the behalf of special interest groups in an attempt to strip you of your God-given rights. And before you so willfully do that, again, consider the men that fought, bled, and died giving you the freedoms that you have, fighting off the tyrants overseas that you have been subjected to, desensitized into believing that somehow or another that today they have the right to do it. No, they don't. Because the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution once again is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. And the civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, the way that you're seeing it today, they're the only ones that have the guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. And I end with this. George Washington, our first president, said, from the hour the pilgrims landed, they were rightly called the saints, by the way, to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness. George Washington said, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. One more thing, friends. Keep in mind, these people that are trying to disarm you are encircled in the center of a bunch of armed security details. You tell me what's going on. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.